You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have Patrick Highsmith with us once again today. He's here to talk about Firefox Gold Corp., and it's really good to have him with us, especially on a day in which the company had a lot of good news. And Patrick, as you regular listeners know, he's a very experienced geologist, having worked with major gold mining companies in the past, mining companies like Rio Tinto, BHP, Billiton, and Newmont, and several others, Fortescue Metals, for example, and around the world has been involved with over 250 projects, and all from early exploration all the way up to up to the feasibility level of discovery and progress for these projects. And I'm really glad to have him with us today. Thanks for joining me, Patrick.
Great to be here, Jay. Thank you.
It's good to have you, and I should just tell our listeners, Firefox trades in Toronto or in Canada, FFOX. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, FFOXF. 104 million shares outstanding. I think that's right. I hope that's right. Patrick, is the last time I had you on, I flubbed that one pretty badly, but I double-checked today. I think that's about right. And I saw you at 24 cents in U.S. money. Gives you a minuscule market cap of 25 million, which I think is, well, for those people that own the stock, maybe not so exciting, but for those who might want to own it, could be very exciting. Let's talk about your progress and what you put out today. Your project in the Lapland Greenstone Belt. There's four different projects that have been drilled, but today you put some news out on the Mustajärvi project. Talk to us about that.
Yes, Jay. The Mustajärvi has been the driver of our news for much of the last year. In fact, it was a year ago almost exactly, Jay, that we announced an intercept of, I think it was 2 meters of 33 grams over here in this what we call northeast target. And no one really cared until we drilled visible gold and 100 grams per ton a little bit later, which we reported last June. So Mustajärvi is an emerging discovery, Jay, and today's news is just one of those steps, right? We're going back into a zone. We're calling it the high-grade zone. It has bonanza grade in it, so sometimes we call it the bonanza grade zone. But it's in this area there at Mustajärvi, which has seen limited drilling. But when we hit the high-grade intervals last year, a couple of holes, Jay, that were around 150 gram meters, so, you know, grade mm-hmm. times thickness, mm-hmm. we really focused there. We consulted with some of our, you know, sort of technical advisors, guys like Quentin Henney and Rich Goldfarb, and we decided, you know, we're going to stick pretty close to this. We know there's high grade there. It's fairly shallow. The sweet spot is between 100 and 150 meters below surface. And we put more holes close in, Jay, to really define the geometry. So that's what today's mm-hmm. results are about. And you would expect that we would hit gold, and we have. We drilled four holes in the first phase of this work that we've announced today. One of those was right into that sweet spot of the high-grade zone, and we did hit a half meter of 130.5 grams per ton. Mm-hmm. It had visible mm-hmm. gold in it. It was part of a meter and a half of almost 50 grams. Numerous other intercepts, a meter of 19 grams, an adjacent hole hit three-quarters of a meter at 41.5 grams. So we've hit that high-grade zone, Jay, and that's what we wanted. We wanted to hit it again. Multiple holes gives us better geometry. And the real news here is we know now that the control on this zone, you have veins, Jay, if you can picture a vein, like a quartz vein in a rock. In this case, they're largely dipping south, but we've now mm-hmm. proven we have veins dipping north as well. So now imagine that network of veins where they intersect, right? And if the rock is brittle, which this was mm-hmm. brittle, but it was mm-hmm. also quite deep, so it was starting to get a little ductile, the rock, in other words, the rock might mm-hmm. bend in places instead of break. But when it's broken, we form these veins, and we now know we have gold in multiple directions. And we also know that it doesn't just dip to the south and get deeper and deeper, Jay. What it does is it's infiltrated into lots of these cracks and crevices. And as I hope the audience can see in the figures with our news release today, you can see visually that there's a zone here that's kind of flat-lying where the best part of the gold is. So the veins sort of bend, and at that bend is where it opened up. It was dilatant, and that's really the news here. We have better control on where the high grade is, and now we can we realize that it's open to the west and to the east, and this is where we've stepped out and drilled a couple of more holes already, that we're already in the lab and awaiting results for, Jay. So there'll be a bit more news as we chase that flat-lying zone. So that was the real news there at Musty RV.
Yeah, and so what are we looking at here in terms of the total strike length of what you've discovered so far with those step outs?
Well, that's the best part, Jay. So this was in what we call the northeast target, which in itself was about a 600 or 700 meter step out from the discovery area, which is called the central zone. And we drilled high grade over there too, back in 2018, 2019. So we came out about 600 meters, found the northeast target. Then, as we also announced today, we went 750 meters away, and we're drilling parallel to this big fault called the Musty RV Shear Zone, and we drilled out there in what we call the East Target, 750 meters away, and that hole also returned some excellent results and very, very shallow. So now we're a total of 1.6 kilometers from the discovery area, and out there on that 750-meter step out, we had intercepts such as a meter of 11 grams, 0.6 meters of 14.8 grams, and this is all less than 50 meters below surface, Jay. It's an entirely new hit. It's open in all directions, and guess what? We'll be putting some drills there here very soon. So now we have a total of 2.1 kilometers over which we've drilled gold, 1.6 kilometers between holes that have greater than 10 grams per ton in them, so high grade over 1.6 kilometers. And there's just a treasure trove of targets here, Jay, and the drill will be coming back to Musty RV. We've taken a hiatus in the drilling just now, and we'll have a few weeks off. The assays start to come back, and we'll be back at Musty RV probably in maybe even mid to late February, maybe again late in the winter as well, the April-May part of the program. So we're still scheduling, but we will revisit at least three of our projects as we keep drilling until May, and clearly we're hitting gold like this at Musty RV with this much strike length and this much open targeting possibilities, Jay. We're super excited about it. We love how shallow it is. And sure, a lot of these are narrow, high-grade hits. But with this much grade and the periodic thicker intercepts, as we've had here, we've drilled 16.5 meters of almost 8 grams in hole 10 in that northeast area. So we will hit thicker zones, and the high grade is really just a treat to the eyes when we see that stuff come in.
Yeah, and when we talk about gram meters, you know, anything over like 100, I think you mentioned a number of 130 or something like that on some of these higher grade hits. We're talking about 1%. I think something like 1% of all the drill holes last year were of that kind of magnitude. So these are really
Just, Jay. It guides explorers. That kind of grade thickness really guides us and differentiates the projects globally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, interesting. And now that you have three other projects that you've been drilling, do we have results yet from them?
We don't have results yet, Jay. Musty RV was, as you can imagine, the first place we took the drill when we started drilling in October. We drilled here October, November, and results are out now. We've drilled each of our four permitted projects. Now, some of those are just sort of a little bit of scout drilling to test out a little geophysical target or something, and such as our Saitavara prospect, which is very early days. Utsamo is a huge property about 30 kilometers east of Musty RV, where we drilled, I think, five holes, and that's in and amongst the Orion properties over there in sort of the southeast part of the belt. Orion Resources is our neighbor there. But I think the audience will probably be aware of our Sarvi project, Jay, and that's where the drill has just departed. Sarvi lies immediately north north of Rupert Resources' 4-million-ounce Ikkari discovery. We have about 8 kilometers of strike length of kind of a parallel trend there on the northern property boundary of Rupert. We've been doing base of till sampling, as we press released last week, and we've gotten the first 2 holes ever drilled there. We had some anomalies in trench sampling and in base of till sampling that resulted in those first 2 targets, and we are getting more and more results in. The drill will be revisiting Sarvey in the second half of our winter program. So really happy. You know, we went out and we said to our followers that we will drill all 4 of our permitted projects this winter. We've already done it. We're about 4,000 meters, 4,500 meters maybe, into our program, an expected 10 to 11,000 meter program, Jay. So right on track. The winter drilling's gone very well, and really happy with these initial results from the program at Mustee RV. And we look forward to more as we report on Utsamo and Sarvey and Saitavara over the coming, you know, a couple of months here in the first quarter.
So we should be seeing quite a few drill results, I guess, coming out over the next several weeks or months.
Absolutely. That's kind of the great thing about winter drilling. You get started in October and you're quiet for a few weeks with your news flow. But once it starts, it'll sustain great news flow through the first quarter, which is great news when you see the gold market starting to move as it has been.
One thing I'm wondering, how far apart are these various targets that you have? The four.
Sure. Yeah. No. It's a good question. And our presentation on our website will give the audience a good image of that. But if you picture Jay, something like a 100 kilometer long belt here, properties like Mustee RV are kind of centered in the belt, and then maybe 30 kilometers out to Utsamo and Saitavara, which is right over by the town of Sedoncula. So great highway access there. And then you go about sort of 20 kilometers northwest of there, and you get into the area around the Ikkari discovery and our Sarvey project, again with good road access into that area. But then you could jump as far as 50 to 60 kilometers away. We have property out on the west side of the belt near the city of Kittila on the sort of west end of the belt. So I would say it's a band, Jay, of about 60 or 80 kilometers lengthwise from one end to the other of our tenements, and maybe about 40 kilometers in kind of a northeast-southwest direction that our tenements are held, some of which are early stage and aren't even drill ready yet. So we have Greenfield's work that's still progressing on some of the other projects. But the drill-ready ones are in that, they're within 20 or 30 kilometers of each other.
Right. So easy enough for your exploration people to get from one project to the next and the drills and all that. Just thinking ahead, if you're fortunate enough to find one or more, several viable deposits, then maybe there could be some sort of hub and spokes project. Of course, I'm a little bit ahead of myself, I realize that, but I always like to think about the future.
Well, we all picture mining districts, and really what you have here, Jay, is one big gold mine operated by Agnico Eagle about 30 kilometers north of Mustee RV, for instance, the Kittila mine, paved highways between it and us, and so these opportunities exist. If Mustee RV is a smaller, you know, maybe 1 million ounces or several 100,000 ounces of high grade, could be a satellite operation for someone. But with such great infrastructure, Jay, there'll be no problem developing the discoveries when they're made. But we're just getting started in Lapland. As I've told you many times before, this was a really underexplored belt. And so the discoveries are just now starting to come. And we hope to see lots of that hub and spoke vision that you have. So here's hoping that you're right about that. But things do fit together nicely up there with all the great access.
Yeah, and again, folks, listening to this story, it's only a $25 million market cap in U.S. money. Keep that in mind, and keep your eyes on the assays as they come out in the next number of weeks. Just one more thing before we conclude here. Your funding situation, are you all right? Are you funded for this year's program?
Yeah, we're fully funded for the program that we've been talking about up to this point, Jay. We've got, you know, around $1 million or something in the bank now. However, in the latter half of the year, how much we drill depends on a number of factors, and one of which is a savvy audience will see Firefox has lots of in-the-money warrants, Jay. We don't intend to do any big equity issuances, but we have had a lot of warrant exercises going on. So So we'll manage that as we go forward, and we never spend money we don't have. But right now, the stock's actually been doing very well, Jay. As you say, we're a small company, but a year ago, or 2 years ago, sorry, we were looking at a 10-cent stock, and investors have had a great run since then, and we intend to go forward, not backward, Jay. So hopefully the strategy all makes a lot of sense, and we see a lot of those warrants converting from warrants to shares, and of course that brings an investment in the company to do that.
Yeah, and I might say I think there's a reasonable amount of volume for a market cap of your size as well. So that's a good thing to note as well. All right, well, thank you so much, Patrick, for being with us. Great story, and we're going to be watching this one closely. You can bet on that. So thank you very much. Well, folks, we are going to go to break now, but don't go away because John Rubino will be back with us. John Rubino of DollarCollapse.com to talk about his views on the markets as we head into this year. Thank you once again, and we'll be right back with John Rubino.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barikoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Timberline Resources is a mineral exploration and resource development company focused on gold discovery in the world-class mining jurisdiction of Nevada. The company's flagship Eureka Project hosts a significant gold resource and drill-indicated upside potential at nearby higher-grade targets. Timberline Resources trades in Canada under the symbol TBR and on the OTCQB in the U.S. under the symbol TLRS. To learn more about this district-scale asset with exciting discovery potential, please visit www.timberlineresources.co.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.